Yes, you know what it is. Funk Flex. Freddie Gibbs in the building. What's up, my brother?
In the building, man. What's the word, baby?
The God. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta Gibbs, a.k.a. Freddie Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? Rapper, new albums out now.
We got a special guest in the building.
I'm not used to seeing him like this, either. He got record label people with him, like major radio. Yeah, I'm like, Ron Stew with him, drinking wine.
You got to level up, man.
Freddie Gibbs, ladies and gentlemen.
Clocking on this corner when there's politicians out here getting popped in Arizona.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Gibbs, thank you so much.
Freddie, you were my soundtrack this morning in the gym.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Which song?
Everything. I listened to The Essentials on iTunes.
Woo! Yeah, turtle. Shout out Apple Music.
Hour and a half of Freddie Gibbs. It was beautiful. Pippin' on the assist.
I'm watching Jordan drop a double nickel on the knee. I love this. You're so throwback to politically incorrect days. And right. What can they do to you?
I grew up on Bill Maher.
Right.
That's why I'm a kid.
But Freddie did the best rap album last year.
I did.
Maybe of all time. Mm. That's what I was gonna say.
You think Alfredo's one of the best rap albums of all time? That's crazy. I do too.
Michael Jordan, 1985, the travel with a cocaine sir.
Wait till you hear my new album.
Probably like the best compliment you can give to some of this stuff. You're like, how long has this been out? And then it just sounds this good. That's kind of how I feel about you. Where if somebody had said, hey, have you ever heard Freddie Gibbs before? Maybe the first time I would hear it, I'd be like, what year did this come out? And then if somebody said, no, this came out last week.
Right. You know, it's like Jordan. I know I'm going to go score 30 when I go perform. You know what I'm saying? It's like, really, it's just picking and choosing how I want to do it. You know what I mean? Do I want to dunk? Do I want to shoot threes today? Do I want to, you know, how do I want to score today?
Obrigado. Now presenting Freddie Gibbs. So turn your speakers up. Let's go. Bitch.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
The man that's single-handedly holding Gary down.
Damn.
If you haven't checked out Alfredo, you're lost, but
Grammy nominated rap album.
It's not hyperbole to say that this is one of the hottest MCs in the business. And
he's on our show?
Yeah, he's on our show. And on top of him being on our show, the fact that he was out there wilding out at Soldier Field on Saturday was phenomenal. Freddie Gibbs is joining us here on The Score. Freddie, thank you so much for blessing the show by coming through, man. We appreciate it.
Bear down, bro. Bear down. That's all I can say. That's all I got to say.
How about it? How about it? So how much fun are you having with this team and this season? It's like it's emotional and psychological healthy to live this thing, isn't it?
I mean, it's just an emotional thing being a Bears fan. And we've been going through so many dog years, man. I was so frustrated with the team. The past 3 years with Eberflus, I just felt like we wasn't making any strides to get where we needed to be. And I'm so thankful for Ben Johnson, man, because he has a mentality, not only the game planning, but just the mentality that we need. Like, he hate the Packers like we hate them. We love Ben Johnson.
It's funny that you say that, because we were actually talking about that in the last segment, that the other coaches that have come through since Ditka, they all were saying, like, hey, we want to beat the Packers, but there's a difference between I want to beat the Packers and F the Packers. And that's
no, you can't. You have to hate the Packers to be with us. You can't. Like, I seen a picture of Eberflus at a basketball game with Matt LaFleur. You can't do that. That's why I said we had to get him out. I'm so glad he's gone. And now Dallas let him go. Just let you know, man. You know, we just needed a change of, you know, scenery around here. And I love Coach Johnson, man. Love him to death, man.
Yeah, they were sitting next to each other at a Marquette basketball game. Looked like both of them had like a vodka tonic or something with a lime and a straw in it.
A lot of keying going on the sideline.
Right. Get him out of here, man.
Yeah, there's no way in hell Ben would spit in that drink and walk away. And it's football.
Yes.
We need that in our lives.
Yes.
Man, there's something about Ben. He's kind of a wackadoodle, isn't he, Freddie? Like he's got a little crazy in him, and that's all right. It's okay.
When he didn't punt on Saturday, like we was on like the 30, I was like, yo, coach is insane. I said, but I like it though. I like the fact that he's insane. I love it. Like, he's crazy. That's what I love about him.
He commits to it. They all said that. Right. He said, this is what we're going to do. We just want as many possessions as possible. And he's going to hold to it. And maybe it works in football. I don't think it would necessarily work in other sports, but it kind of works in football, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
What was the vibe like on that sideline Saturday?
Man, they had to stop me from running in the end zone when I first went out there. I was just so, the energy of Soldier Field, man, like, I don't know what we're going to do when we got to get out of Soldier Field, because, like, the stadium should just stay right there. We just need a brand new stadium. But I don't want a dome. I don't want that. I want everybody to have to come to Chicago and play in the snow. And that, you know, feeling them snowflakes on Soldier Field, man, there's no better feeling than that.
Well, I mean, I did think about, like, when I knew that you were coming on, I was like, well, wait a minute. Like, Freddie really reps Gary, like, hard.
Yes.
And with the news of the last few weeks with the Bears, how would you feel about Gary or somewhere else in Northwest Indiana in the region getting the Bears?
I don't want nowhere else in Northwest Indiana, the region, to get it, because this Gary is the region pretty much. You can't have that region without Gary. Shout out to my brother, good friend, Eddie Melton, the mayor, Gary. You know, if we get that, if that happens, then, you know, that'd be great. You know, we're nothing but an extension of the city anyway. So it is what it is, you know. I honestly don't want to leave Soldier Field. I'm going to tell you the truth. I love where it's at. It's right there on the white. It's just so much tradition there, man, you know. If we got to build a stadium, why don't we just tear down McCormick Place and build it right there?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was their idea. At one point, they just they want the tax breaks. They don't want to put all their own dollars in it. And it, man, ends up being a mess, you know.
It's a mess, man. I think we just need to just keep this. I would love for it to be in Gary, but I would also love for it not to move.
So who were you with? Who were you with on Saturday? Paint us a picture. You went with our friend Spice Adams. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went with my good friend Anthony Adams. That is my dog. Shout out to Spice. I love you, Spice. That's one of my close friends. He always comes support me. So, you know, we share this mutual love for the Bears. So we definitely gonna go to the game. I'll be there Sunday too.
Oh, that's outstanding. And then there was a picture with you and Spike Lee together on the sidelines. Did we see that?
You know what? I said, you know what? This is how I know that the Bears, we are America's team now, because we have Spike Lee at our game. I said, Spike, I looked at Spike. I said, why are you here? You know? And I love Spike Lee. I made some jokes about him a long time ago. It was just funny. But, you know, we love Spike Lee, one of probably the greatest black director of all time. But why he was at a Bears game still boggles me. But that lets me know that we are America's team now. We're taking it over. Roger Goodell was there. You know, I was like, all right, you know, we in there. We in there. When Spike come to the games, then it's America's team.
Well, Spike was there because the Giants and the Jets suck. That's why.
For sure. Definitely. What they get, like 6 wins combined?
Not even.
He was definitely trying to catch the vibe. Like, there's no doubt about it.
I tell people, we got room on this bandwagon. We not tripping. If y'all want to jump on the bandwagon and push the Bears, it's all good. You know what I mean? We America's team now.
I love hearing you say that. You were rocking the Peyton jersey on the sidelines. Is that a McKinnon that you're rocking now?
Nah, this is a Gibbs jersey. I made this. This got my name on it.
That's what I like. Well, how many classic jerseys do you have?
I probably have at least 45 Bears jerseys alone.
Whoa!
I'm about to go buy DJ. I need a DJ Moore. I need a Caleb for sure. Hopefully I get a Caleb jersey and I can frame it. Me and I love Caleb. Caleb 18. We got the guy. He's going to be one of the GOATs, one of the greatest of all time. I love him. He just followed me back on Instagram. I'm definitely going to rock with Caleb. I love Caleb. I'm going to make a shrine to Caleb in my new house that I'm building. 18, baby. 18.
Walk me
18
through,
is the one.
Walk me through all the jerseys. Like, who you got? Who are the people you were like, I have to have this jersey. I have to get the Devin Hester jersey. I got to get the Urlacher jersey. Which are the ones that
definitely
you had to have?
Definitely got a Devin Hester, Mike Singletary. I got probably like 8 or 9 Walter Payton jerseys. You know who else jersey? I got a Brandon Marshall jersey from back in the day. David Terrell. Like, man, I'm a real bear, man. I really do this.
Clearly, we're with Freddie Gibbs on Spiegel and Holmes.
Jerry Azuma. Shout out to Jerry Azuma. That's the homeboy, too.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good Spice, poker player. Of course.
Charles Tillman, was with you guys on the sidelines.
Peanut is the man. I do have a Peanut jersey as well. I got one of those. I got a Matt Forte. Hey, man, I got like 50 Bears jerseys.
That's amazing. We have Matt Forte on every week here. We adore that man. That is a
love Matt Forte, Notre Dame guy too. Love for that.
So what's your favorite like Matt Forte like memory, or why did you become a fan of his?
I like Matt, you know, my brother went to Notre Dame, so I like, you know, I'm rocking with Notre Dame. Matt Forte's probably, he's definitely one of the best running backs we ever had in Chicago.
I'm fascinated that you feel the way, that I'm glad that you like Caleb. Like, I wondered whether Caleb's personality or some of the baggage that Caleb came here with had been an issue with, like, people you know, with friends you know, or whatever. Like, I think
it, man, they like, that's what I like about him, you know what I mean? I feel like he like me in a way, like he's a rebel. He do what he want to do. They say what they want. His nails. I just got my nails done too. They came check it out. We both rocking. Right? I'm rocking with 18.
Do you see Lil Wayne?
You know why 18? Because girls like your nails clean, man. Don't let them deter you, man.
Hey, Freddie.
And I'm not gonna lie, brother. I loved Justin Fields. That was my guy. I rocked with him. But Caleb is the one. Caleb is the savior of the Soldier Field. And he's going to get it done, man. That's what I'm saying, man. We rocking with Caleb. You know what I mean? I'm so glad that we got him. I love Caleb at USC. When he was at USC, my good friend Mike Williams, shout out to Mike Williams, big Mike Williams at USC, I was going to see Caleb then. So I was like, man, if we can get a guy like that, a magician, a escape artist like that on the Bears, then shout out to the Carolina Panthers. When we get to where we're going, we owe a lot to y'all. That trade solidified everything. We got DJ. We got Caleb. Hey, man. Thank y'all. Appreciate that.
Did you see that Lil Wayne took a shot at Caleb with the nails on social media, and then Caleb shot back at him?
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. But diss him. If you need some bars, I'll give it to you.
Well, I actually kind of like the bar that Caleb is already throwing at haters on that. He simply is like, your girl love it, though.
Hey, come on. 18. Baby, we got it. I just came from the nail shop. We gotta keep our nails done.
It's very important. So how committed are you? You going all the way as far as they go, you're going?
I'm always riding with this team, win or lose or draw, dog. Like we from the Super Bowl to the toilet bowl. It's going down, dog. I'm going to all the rest of the games. You know, with my schedule, it'd be hard to get to all the regular season games, but I'm glad I got tour out the way. So now this playoffs is all mine. I can just go to every game and I'm with it, man. I'm rock. I hope that San Francisco beats Seattle.
Yes.
So that they got to come back to Chicago. Because I don't want to go to the Seahawks. I don't want to go to their stadium and deal with that 12th man. Even though I feel like we'd beat them too. Sam Darnold going to find a way to give it up.
But this is why we wanted the 2 seed. Because if San Fran goes up there and takes care of business, then you got to come through Chicago.
Let me say this while we're on air. I have a message for you. Eric Dickerson, that's my daughter's grandfather. Love you, Eric. He like a father to me too.
Wow.
But I'm about to tell you, Eric, you're gonna lose. We got a bet. I bet you dinner. I'm announcing it to the world. I'm telling everybody. Now look, I just sent Eric a message. I said, you remember 1985? He said what I said. History repeats itself, brother. You played at Soldier Field. Y'all had to come 40 years ago today, and we beat y'all. And we're going to do it again. So history repeats itself, man. You know what I mean? The Rams, love the Rams. Great stadium. They got one of the best stadiums in football, but bear down.
Eric Dickerson was coming off a playoff record 248 yards when they played against the Bears 40 years ago.
And then got shut down.
Got completely and utterly shut down. He fumbled 3 times and rushed for less than 50 yards to his daughter's grandfather.
Eric, hey, we are family. Eric, and I love you. You are one of you. Hey, it's always Walter and Eric. You know what I'm saying? Up there. Bear down.
So Freddie, there were a bunch of luminaries that were in the building on Saturday. I'm curious if there are any Chicago, you know, people that you like, hey, why is it such and such here? We need all of this energy to get to the sidelines.
I don't know who wasn't in the building. Like, I seen everybody. Common was there taking pictures. Simone Biles, she was there. Everybody. I mean, I don't know who wasn't there. I think I saw everybody that I know from Chicago in that game. You know what I mean? And you know what? Another thing, I saw so many women in there, too. I was like, wow, this is crazy.
It's the whole
boxes
town.
Was packed. That was the loudest Soldier Field has ever been. If somebody wasn't there and we missed them, we got to get them there.
This nothing unifies Chicago and Chicagoland like the Bears being good. Nothing. Like,
hey, the NFL is way better when the Bears are better. This is America's real team. We got we got 45 states rooting for us right now. Only people ain't rooting for us is like California, Wisconsin, and Michigan, Detroit. Hey, Minnesota. Everybody else, bear down.
Yeah, those poor.
Nobody want to see the Rams win.
Those poor bastards in Wisconsin had a rough week.
Yeah, I know.
So Freddie, what's the inspiration like? Like, athletes talk about artists all the time. What's it like for an artist to be inspired by athletes and throw a bar their way when you're putting stuff together in the lab?
I mean, we need this. I mean, this is at the end of the day, it's all entertainment. You know, my form of entertainment entertains them, and their entertainment inspires me. So I feel like it works off of each other, man. You know, I feel when my team's doing good, I feel like I'm rapping even better. I feel like I can rap rapping at the highest level I can rap right now. So it's motivating, man. It just gives you a good feeling, man. When the Bears win on Sunday, man, ain't no better feeling than that.
Man, this has just been a delight, man. We appreciate you so much for jumping on with us, man. And hopefully this ride continues because it's, you know what it is, and you probably have felt it too. The city itself, like it's
yes.
When the Bears are good, the city itself, the vibration of it is, it's indescribable. Like, it's really unbelievable what it feels like when the Bears are good.
There's no better feeling, man. It unifies everybody like, nothing else, man. And like I said, man, everybody from old to young, men and the women, kids, you know what I mean? Like, everybody can love the Bears. And they're seeing it right now. Like I said, man, Caleb, 18. The acquisition of 18 was the biggest thing that we probably did in franchise history. He's already the greatest quarterback in franchise history. So I think, man, we can have a Kansas City Chiefs style kind of run with 18.
Let's see it. Freddie Gibbs, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes,
Spiegel and Holmes on the Score. What a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I love the Score, man. Been rocking with it since the Sports Radio 820 back in the 90s.
That's how amazing. You cut a promo, sir.
And let me say,
you feel me?
Let me say, I've been rocking with Freddie. I was just telling him during the break, 2010, I interviewed him at Loyola, at WLUW, the Hip Hop Project, and to see his ascension to the hip hop world since then, and it hasn't been without its obstacles, but this man has persevered, and the work has remained A+ every step of the way. So to see
that,
it's just a beautiful thing, man. So keep going. He's on his world tour right now,
I'm actually on a movie tour right now. I'm doing the Night Patrol, the vampire movie, comes out in all theaters Friday. So we premiering in New York tonight.
Well, that's what's up, man. Good luck with it. And if you need anything, man, we right here. So whenever you want to come through, you can.
Definitely. Hey, look, I'll be home Sunday. Let's get it. I'm going to be for a couple days.
All right. That's what's up. Freddie, thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Bear down.
That is it. Freddie Gibbs.
It's all happening.
Man.
He goes there with Spice. He's taking pictures with Spike Lee and Common. Everybody's hanging out.
I texted Spice yesterday, and I was like, Freddie's going to be on the show tomorrow. And Spice just sent me like 9 pictures of all the stuff that was going on the sidelines, man. It's great. I'm glad that Freddie was available. And old school right there. Someone mentioned 820. Like, that's...
He knows.
He's taking it back right
there. It was kind of surreal to see Freddie retweet the Score account over the weekend. You know, it was
right.
It was pretty awesome.